Hey, welcome back to the Double Trouble Sports Bash on the radio. KOWL 1490, the Owl Towels Talk. Hoot, hoot.
You bet.
Wally the Whale's taking over this segment. We have a special guest from Las Vegas. Wally, introduce your guest.
Hi, everybody. We do have a special guest. We've been friends a long time, and I really admire him, and I wish I could do his job or have his job, but I never could. He's got the dream job to me, but he does a great job. And it's our good friend Nick Bogdanovich. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Double Trouble. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Nick. How are you? It's Dollar Bill. Just to let you know, I'm 69 and 20.
He's
you better get out of
smoke.
My hockey way, buddy.
Hey, Nick, I called.
You are Mr. Hockey.
Thank you very much, my friend.
He's got a new name. It's not the Puckmaster, though. Hey, Nick, I called you. I wanted you to get on because a lot of people know how much we love college basketball. And there have been some changing on the top four seeds. And I want to list them real quick and get your opinion on this. As of tonight, they're listing Ohio State as the number one seed in the East. Texas is down in the southwest, Duke in the southeast, and now Pitt, they still have in front of Kansas in the west. Do you see that as the way you see it, or you see other teams maybe get the number one seeds in those divisions?
You know, I can't argue against those four. Those are four legitimate squads, and, you know, over the course of the next month, you're just going to see some interchangeable parts, but all four of those are worthy of a number one seed.
Hey, Nick, this is Dollar Bill. I've been following San Diego State. They look like my dark horse. They're sitting at number seven. Do they have a shot?
They do have a shot, and they do have an outside shot at a number one seed. They have a strong front line, and they got a team that's perfectly constructed for the NCAA tournament. They can play a half-court physical game. And they're going to be really tough to beat. I think all their games will be close, and they could go a long way in the tournament.
Hey, Nick, this is Wally, and now I'm going to go over, as of right now, there's been a change, but we're going to discuss quickly the last four in as of tonight and the last four out and see how you feel about them. It was just yesterday, Boston College, Gonzaga, Colorado State, and Richmond, the last four in. But Boston College's loss now has put them in the four out, and we've got UAB, Gonzaga, Colorado State, Richmond, they're looking as the last four in. Last four out now is Boston College, Baylor, Minnesota, and VCU. And they're saying the only way Minnesota could even make the tournament is get to that championship game. Do you have any opinions on any of that? Who you think maybe should be in or out?
Yeah, any of those teams from 50 to 75 are just going to change constantly over the next month. They're all going to need big performances in their conference tournament, and they're going to have a little conference strength to go with it. So that really changes day to day as opposed to the number one seed. There's probably seven teams that can be number one seeds, but those last four in and outs, I mean, 20 teams could go in and out there depending on what happens in the next month. So I really love the college basketball. It's my favorite sport, and I love watching it every night.
Hey, Nick, this is Dollar Bill. I've been following a team down in the southeast that I think has a chance as a dark horse. They're 21-5. I love the kid. I forget his name. He's like Larry Bird, but I think Florida has some potential. What do you think?
Billy Donovan's always tough in the NCAA tournament. Kenny Boynton plays down there. Yeah, they could make some noise, no question about it. They're young, and if they get hot in the tournament and mature at the right time, yeah, there's no question they can make some noise.
What do you feel about St. John's?
St. John's is one of my favorite teams. They've been really good to me this year. Lavin's done a wonderful job, and they can make a really deep run. They could make it to the Final Four.
Yeah, and Nick, that information, you know, about Jim Calhoun being suspended for the first three Big East games next season.
Do you have an insight on that, of what really happened and why he's getting suspended?
Have you heard anything
about
that?
It.
We didn't get much either.
Jim Calhoun.
No, not really. I mean, they just had some NCAA infractions, and they really didn't cooperate with the NCAA, so they're penalizing them a little bit. But that's really not a harsh penalty at all, if you ask me. Calhoun's been out of shape about it, but it's really no big deal. They're letting him play in the postseason, and that's all that matters. So I think Connecticut gets off light there.
All right.
Nick, I've got a two-part question. First, I got two favorite games tonight, and then I'm going to put you on the spot without point spreads, who you think you like to win the tournament and your favorite dark horse. But first, I want your opinion. Idaho-Nevada. Nevada's a five. I think they've been getting better. Do they have a chance to win this game?
Yeah, I like Nevada in that game tonight.
To cover Nevada,
they got off to a slow start. They're playing much better basketball as of late, and I think they'll get Idaho tonight.
Coach Carter's doing a good job with a young team. And another great game I love, Nick, even when we lived on the East Coast, these were two of my favorite schools. Gonzaga's at St. Mary's. It's a 3.5. I think I like St. Mary's, but what a good game. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, it's a monster game, two rivalry. It's a big rivalry game. Gonzaga needs the game in the worst way to help their NCAA cause. But I still think St. Mary's will have a big effort here. They had a huge lead against Utah State the other night on Bracket Buster and let that slip away. So I think you'll see a triple-focused effort out of the Gales tonight.
I agree with you there, Nick. And now I'm going to put you on the spot. Nick, without the point spread, who do you like to win and who is your favorite dark horse team?
For the tournament.
I like Pittsburgh just because they're Big East tough, and I love their coach. And if I had to take one dark horse, that's a tough question, but I'm going to come with St. John's as a dark horse.
All right.
Over Nick. My San Diego State, buddy?
Yeah.
I'll be rooting for San Diego State because I'm a West Coast guy, but a real dark horse, I think, is St. John's.
Nick, I like Duke. This is Wally. I really like Duke. I never thought they should have been knocked out of first. I think they've been a real consistent team, and I think that they have strength in the middle, good guards. But as my dark horse, I'm looking for a team with good center and outside shooting, and it looks like Wisconsin has, to me, what they need to get pretty deep in the tournament.
Yeah, well, Wisconsin is a very, well-coached team. Bo does a great job with Wisconsin. They got a team that's built for the tournament. They're a half-court team.
With
those big venues at the end of the year, every possession's life and death. They're constructed for that. So, yeah, Wisconsin definitely can go all the way.
Hey, Nick, nobody wants to mention them anymore. They were knocked out of first place, but the number one three-point shooter in the country is still with Ohio State. Don't they have a shot?
Ohio State, yeah. They're one of the favorites, to say the least, and they got the big horse in the middle. So, they'll definitely be heard from.
A little inconsistency with them here in the end of the season. That bothers me a little, Nick. I like Kansas, and nobody's talking about them, but they don't have a center, and I think that's going to hurt them.
Hey, Nick, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I was down in Vegas a couple weeks ago. I'll be down in 4 weeks. I'll look you up. It's time for us to say bye to our good friend, Nick. You've been a good friend to Wally and I. Thank you for coming on. And we'll say goodbye, and this is the Double Trouble Sports Bash, KOWL 1490.
Thank you, Nick.
Owl.